Howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I asked my wife to hand me the newspaper.
Yeah.
She laughed and said nobody reads the newspaper anymore and handed me her iPad. Yeah, well, that fly didn't know what hit him, man.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Had no,
ooh, iPad and fly.
Had no clue what was coming. Yeah, that's right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Hell, welcome to our outfit.
So the other day we were telling bar jokes.
Yeah.
So I had to pull up my favorites.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
A $5 bill walks into a bar and the bartender says, hey, this is a singles bar.
Get out of here.
You can't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Two guys walk into a bar. The third one ducks.
Right. Oh, dear.
Yeah, right. A crab walks into a bar and says, I'll have a pint, please, but if I'm not satisfied with it, I'd like to be compensated with 10 bottles of champagne.
Oh, ooh.
The bartender says, why the big claws? Okay.
Oh,
all
dear.
Right. Bartender says, we don't serve time travelers here. Mm. Then a time traveler walks in the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
E-flat walks into a bar.
E-flat.
Yeah, the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve minors.
Minors, no.
Yeah. Right.
Get out.
Two dragons walk into a bar. One says to the other, it's hot in here. The other snaps back, shut your mouth.
It won't be so hot.
Right, yeah, yeah, right. Let's see. Well, we've did that one recently. A neutron walks into a bar and orders a drink.
Yeah.
When the neutron gets his drink, he asks, bartender, how much do I owe you? The bartender replies, for you, neutron, no charge.
No charge.
Yeah, right. He has no charge. Okay.
He has no charge.
You know this one. Two jumper cables walk into a bar. Well, this is a different version.
Yeah, it is.
One of them says, we'd like a couple of beers, please. And the bartender says, okay, but don't you start
don't
nothing.
You start
right.
Nothing.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's see here. Two termites walk into a bar.
Oh, yeah.
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 And one asks, is the bartender here?
Is the bartender?
Right. I know. I know. You have to think about some of these. Let's see. A penguin walks into the bar. Yeah. Bartender says, so what will it be this time? The penguin doesn't answer because it's a penguin.
Because it's a penguin.
I like that one. That one made me laugh, okay? A weasel walks into a bar.
Weasel.
Bartender says, wow, I've never served a weasel before. What can I get you? Pop goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Horse walks into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The shocked bartender points his finger in alarm and yells, hey! The horse says, you read my mind.
Hey.
Yep.
That's the first
thing
of a horseman.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A pun, a play on words, and a limerick walk into a bar.
Okay.
Well, no joke.
No joke.
Yeah.
No joke.
A dyslexic man walks into a bra.
He did.
Yes, he did. Yes. Two scientists walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
One says, I'll have an H2O, please. Mm-hmm. The second scientist says, I'll have an H2O, too. The second scientist died.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
H2O, too. Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, right. Tennis ball walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "Have you been served?"
Yes, I have.
All right, we got a great show coming at us this week.
So.
New West is riding along with us. We have the Sons of the San Joaquin, Robert Wagner, Trinity Seeley, J.B. Allen has some poetry.
Ooh-wee.
But we're going to start with R.W. Hampton.
Yeah.
Don't Tell Me.
I want to saddle my horse in the darkness, ride out in the morning dew. I want to breathe some air that's never been breathed. I want to drink the wine of freedom, toast the good ones that we knew. I want to count a million stars and think of you. Want to see one more hometown rodeo, or its hats off for the flag. We'll cheer that bucking horse in the wild ride. I want to shoot a hole in my TV set and let the silence ring on through. I want to count a million stars and think of you. Don't tell me that the West is dead and gone. My poor heart can't stand to hear that sad old song. If you're saying that you missed it all, I'm betting that you're wrong. Don't tell me it's dead and gone. Wanna see one more Charlie Russell print in some old sale barn cafe, where the old men over coffee tell their tales. I want to ride out with a wagon, smell the scent of springtime sage. I want the wind at my back on down the trail. Want to see suntan, cowgirl cheeks and long braids neath a hat. Want to hear the summer rain on the roof at a country dance. Then we'll ride out our raging storm till the light comes shining through. And then I count a million stars and think of you. Don't tell me that the West is dead and gone. My poor heart can't stand to hear that sad old song. If you're saying that you missed her all, I'm betting that you're wrong. Don't tell me it's dead and gone. Don't tell me is dead and gone.
That's right, R.W. Hampton. Don't tell me the West is dead and gone.
No, please,
yeah.
No.
My favorite line in that whole song is, shoot a hole in your TV set.
Yeah, exactly.
And let the silence ring through.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. I am with you on that one. Great song written by Mike Beck, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Sure glad you're riding along with us this week. I know everybody is tuned in. They've just been so excited.
Yes.
Ever since they heard we were going to talk about home remedies.
Home remedies.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, anyway. There's a bunch of them out there.
There are.
Yeah. So what did you used to use in the old days for hoof hardeners?
That would be iodine.
Yeah.
Iodine.
Turpentine.
And turpentine.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh,
yep.
Nasty.
Turpentine
stinky.
And iodine crystals.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, there's some education that needs to go on.
You know, I should have gone through our disclaimer before we...
we should have,
before
yes.
we hit this one here.
Yeah, turpentine and iodine.
Do
crystals.
Not try this stuff at home, okay?
Ooh.
We are just mentioning some of the things that have been used...
have been used,
...in
yep.
the past for home remedies and not... aren't necessarily used anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
For a reason.
And some of them may still be used.
Well, some of
right.
them work,
but
actually.
But these people
yeah.
know how to use them.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Like blasting caps. Holy cow. That's that was how Joe Hanna lost his finger.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, when he was a kid.
I never heard that
yeah,
story.
They were, yeah, they were playing with blasting caps.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Well,
anyway.
You could go down to the hardware store and buy them.
I know.
along with a stick of dynamite.
You used to be able to.
Yeah,
that's
well, hardware
true.
Or drugstore.
Right, yeah. Or the drugstore. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But now we use things like Jim Rickens.
And so much easier.
For hoof hardening.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Harden the soul a little bit.
And there is still some education that needs to take place there, too.
You know, that's exactly right. You don't want to
read the instructions.
You don't want to get that stuff up in the coronary
Ooh,
band.
Oh, man. Yeah, all right. You're going to cause
I'm just
all
kinds
you.
Yeah.
of problems. Yes.
And it's not fun on your fingers.
No.
Okay, I'm just telling
no,
you.
No,
I,
it's not.
I'm coming from experience.
Right. You happen to know. This,
I huh? happen to know this. Yeah.
Well, my favorite hardener is dry sagebrush hill.
Yeah. That is a good hoof hardener.
It will harden hooves.
Man, yeah. You got it. Get them out of the creek and get them out of the pasture.
Get them out on dry ground, on dry sandy ground.
Makes a really good hoof hardener,
oh,
doesn't
boy,
it?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Well, just for giggles and kicks, I researched some of the natural remedies for horses.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. All right. The stuff that you get on the internet.
You can trust it, right?
Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So for laminitis...
Oh. I can't wait.
Cinnamon.
Okay.
All right. All right. And apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Now, I do know apple cider vinegar is good for humans, swollen, irritated joints, things like that.
Mm-hmm,
but, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And, man, you should have seen the list of things for... Colic.
Oh
my.
Do tell.
Yeah. Well, there's a thousand of them here, and I'm not
an
even.
Onion.
We're gonna tell. We are going to tell
we'll
that.
Have to tell that story.
We have to tell that story. I mean, that is a given. But right now, we need to ditch out to a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah. But the good news is, when we come back, Trinity Seeley is riding along with us, has some music for us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.